Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Lap Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy at the mere mention of my name. This is the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
knowledge.
I am, of course, Mark Unger.
There's a fine line between tough and crazy, and you're flirting with it.
Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Oh, he's completely lost his mind.
And the very sensitive and touching Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Please let me in.
The show is being engineered, as always, by the incomparable Timothy Ray. Incomparable. Can't even talk. Timothy Ray pushing twisting knobs.
Blah, blah, blah.
I can't talk. I'm on the other side of the world in Africa, and it's starting to get to me. Oh, goodness gracious.
Stop whining.
I know. Anyway, this is the show that handles all of your marital questions, relational challenges, dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
How are you, Ross? That wasn't a very convincing wonderful.
Well, after being called sensitive and, you know, I'm...
You are!
Hate to wake you up over there, Ross.
I'm wonderful.
He's like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
I'm wonderful.
Mwah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Please
blah.
Let me in.
Oh, Rossi.
Your boy's different.
What are you going to do?
What
this is the radio
mean?
Show that you can email your marital questions, relationship questions, to radio@markgunger.com. Here's how the show works. You get to send us any question about anything. And Lord knows we get almost anything.
Oh, yeah.
Even,
and then some.
Even if you're a gigantor, you'll have to listen to the previous show to go over that one. But anyway,
no.
You get to remain totally anonymous. That's the good news. The bad news is we are very brutal in our response. That's how the show works. If you're very, 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 very sensitive and you have lots of emotional boo-boos, and I can't believe you hurt my boo-boo, don't email this show, okay? Take your boo-boos elsewhere. If you have a serious question that you're thinking, man, I wonder what these guys think, this is the show for you. You can send it to us again at radio@markgunger.com. Mrs. Brierley.
How you doing? How's our delay over to the other side of the planet?
It comes and goes.
Okay.
It's fast, it's slow. It's fast,
okay.
It's slow. It's fast, it's slow. It's slow. It's fast, it's fast, it's slow. It's fast, it's slow. So,
okay. All right. Do you sleep pretty well at night, gentlemen? Do you get enough sleep?
Absolutely.
Do you? Yeah. You're both good sleepers.
Nice nuts.
That would... What
did you say?
Who? Hello?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
Hello?
Now. Okay. Anyhow, there's a new study that is out that says a lack of sleep kills a man's sex drive.
All right, I got to go. I need to take a nap.
Oh, really?
Yes. It says for the long-suffering wives of workaholic men, it may well come as no surprise. Not getting enough sleep at night kills men's sex drives. According to researchers at the University of Chicago, those who sleep for less than 5 hours a night for periods of longer than a week. So if you are regularly sleeping for less than five hours.
5 hours? Well, yeah, that's not a lot of sleep.
You have significantly lower levels of testosterone than those who get a full night's rest. And because the testosterone is low, then obviously that's affecting their sex drive. The effect is so drastic that it reduces the hormone level to that more akin to someone who is 15 years old. But some 15-year-olds have pretty high testosterone.
Are you
levels.
Kidding, man? Man, at 15, I was going crazy.
Well, maybe you were.
Can I count it off?
Yes.
Oh, no.
1, 2, 3, 4. Better get in there, woke up.
Oh, yeah. sex machine. Get on it. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to sing this song. I'm a sex machine. Ooh. Come on, baby. Ooh.
And then she kicks me out of bed.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would too. Okay, alarmingly, they found that the testosterone levels are significantly reduced after just 1 week of sleep deprivation. I know many, many guys who live sleep deprived. They work all the time. They stay up late all the time. And I think that the wives think it's just because these guys complain and say they're tired. But it's more than just being tired, is that they have no testosterone, so they have no drive. But there are many men who just work compulsively or stay up late, and they think that they can get along on 4, 5, 6 hours sleep.
Hmm. And it hurts their testosterone levels.
Yep. So it's not just that he's just tired or that he's working late. It's just that he has no sex drive because no testosterone from no sleep. I thought that was very fascinating, actually.
That's the first time I ever heard
it. The first time I ever heard it either. It was something that just came out this last week, so...
I don't know, man.
Make sure you get your beauty sleep, boys.
I get a good night's sleep. 7 o'clock in the morning, the alarm clock goes off, which sounds a lot like this.
Come on.
I am awake. So I'm a very disciplined person.
That falls into the too much information category there, sir. I'm sorry.
No, you're assuming the other song. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Okay, you're on a roll over there. Someone take away his buttons. Someone hide that computer.
No, go back. You can't touch my buttons. I love my buttons.
Take those buttons away. Okay. We left off yesterday with too short of time and too long of an email to fit this all in about the lady who was dating the guy for 6 months.
That's right. And Diane was going crazy after the show. She was just going all psycho crazy and going nuts. Who let the dogs out? She's yelling, what's bad on that people? Not thinking through. But seriously, this lady writes, she's what, after 2 weeks, she's having oral sex with this guy.
Oral sex.
2 weeks. Which sounds 2 weeks. That sounds like, 14 days. We're probably talking date number two. Number two, she's wrapping her lips around his wangajig.
Yes.
For heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Who knows? How do you even?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't even know. This is how old I am, Mark. I don't even understand knowing someone for 2 weeks and getting into like some big knockdown, dragout, makeout session. I mean, that's how old I must be, and I am not.
No. Wait a minute. I will say this. If you're going out dating, like as teenagers and stuff, everybody's going to go out dating, and the whole purpose was to get laid.
Yep.
I mean, the whole purpose was to go out and just, I get. That I get. We're talking, this woman, she's married and divorced.
She was married and divorced, and so was he.
And so is this guy. So they got families and stuff.
Right? They both
have
two kids.
They're Christians.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you go in that context?
I don't know.
Do oral sex date number two?
Well, and like
you... Wrap your lips around this, for heaven's sakes. Good grief.
And like you say, sex makes you stupid. So here, 2 weeks into this, she has no idea... who this guy really is. And now, because they've started having sex, she has no ability to see through all of the fog and figure out whether he's a decent guy or not.
Bigger issues.
Low
self-esteem.
Yeah. Well, and here, when I was emailing back and forth with her, the proof is
ooh,
here.
We got
that
a cool African thunderstorm going here, Ross.
Is that right?
I hear it.
You get that rain? Like thunderstorms.
You get thunder and lightning and all that jazz?
Ooh,
we'll probably lose you.
Let me open the door. Oh, yeah.
I hear it. It sounds like a rain stick.
Nice.
Listen to that.
No. Ow. Well, I'm getting all wet.
It's a very calming sound. Today's show will be brought to you from South Africa with the calming sounds of an African midday rain.
Listen to the African rain.
Take in a deep cleansing breath.
It's like one of those relaxation
exhale.
CDs.
Exhale. Do you feel cleansed?
No, you're snoozing.
Kind of cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is really cool.
All right. Okay. Shut the door. Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
So anyway, to this woman, there. That pastor that they talked to's advice was to take...
Hannes is joining again on the show here.
Yeah, he's probably shaking his head.
And, he's looking at me like I'm out of my ever-loving mind.
We are.
He's just glad he's not shopping. That's all.
This is better than shopping. Trust me.
Okay.
So yes, the pastor told them to take 3 months zero contact. I guess that's probably pretty good advice, and you agreed with that was good advice, because you have to clear your head. Now, in emailing back and forth with her, there was another little problem that came up.
Seriously, I mean, I would sit down and I would talk to the both of them
what
in the world are you two thinking? Yes. Seriously, you're doing oral sex on date number two, then you're doing the wild thing on date number four? I mean, what kind of value system do you have? Yeah. I mean, I'd tell them to knock it off altogether. If I were the pastor, you guys got no business dating each other.
They don't. And they have
you're
small kids.
You're just hoeing,
kids.
Man. You're just out there whoring around. That's
right.
That's all you're doing.
That's right.
You got small children at home, and you're screwing people.
Yep.
And you belong to this church. I'd tell them to quit dating altogether. Yeah. But tell her, she just needs to listen to her pastor. He has to deal with them. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think she has a very good radar. And not that it's always the woman's fault. Sometimes these guys slide under the radar. But her first husband went to prison for child pornography and assaulting their own two very small children, because her kids are 4 and 6 now. And she's been divorced for 3 years. So her children were very small when this creepoid that she was married to did this. So, she must not have very good radar. So, and then having blowjobs and all of this within a month of this other guy, I don't think she has the ability to think soundly about any guy or anything. Anyway, that's just my rant.
Wow, that was a big one.
That's really
it's cool.
Man. Highly depressing, that video. Or that email. Email.
Very depressing. Yeah, very depressing. Yeah. You know, and she's got bigger fish to fry. She needs to take care of her kids.
Depressing. I'll tell you what's depressing is this is a very normal email.
Yes,
it is, unfortunately. It's very common.
It's very common. Mm-hmm. Yep. Adult men and women who claim to love Jesus Christ, born again, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, supposedly filled with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. go out on dates and within minutes are doing things that they should be horribly ashamed of. I just don't understand. I get them pull.
Right.
You know, and quite honestly, you know, I'm not trying to condemn anybody, but I can see if you've dated somebody for a really long time and you're really in love with each other and things get a little heated over. I mean, that, you know, at least there's context.
That I understand more too.
How in the hail, H-A-I-L, how in the hail?
Sex has become...
How do you just go from zero to blue?
See, that's where
because
my brain
sex
doesn't...
sex isn't about love anymore.
Yeah, my brain
sex
doesn't understand
sex is recreational.
It.
It's fun. It's, you know, how I just show you that I like you. It's not about I love you.
It's crazy. It just boggles my mind. It truly does.
If you like me, I just think maybe we
get a burger.
Get to know each other a little more.
Well, that's how you get to know someone, apparently.
That's that movie you saw, right, with Ashton Kutcher when they, you know, didn't they have sex or something like that?
Is that the Vegas one?
Yeah. And then he's like, well, maybe we can go out and have dinner or something.
That's The Guardian.
Oh, yeah. She
not ready for commitment.
She'd screw the guy's brains out.
Yeah.
But she didn't feel they wanted to get intimate enough to go to dinner.
That's crazy. That's just crazy.
I'm telling you, that's the picture of today's society, how they approach it.
I don't understand it.
Oh, rats. The door's open now.
I can hear it raining. It's raining in and getting you wet.
I'm getting all wet now.
I don't know. I truly don't understand it.
Thunder.
I can hear it.
Who knows? It's sad.
It's very, very sad.
All right. Well, let's... are we done with this lady?
Yes,
I don't know what else
ahead.
To do.
Go ahead.
You know, obviously we're picking on them pretty hard, but they need to know. I mean, this is just insanity. Mm-hmm. So it's just very sad. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with your further emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men are more interested in sex than their wives. Why would you say that? Because generally it's true. But it's not always true. There are a lot of relationships where the wife is much more interested in sex than her husband. If you're here tonight and your wife is much more interested in sex than you are, I think I speak for all the men here when I say that we hate you.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Here on the Mark Gunger Show, as we discuss all things concerning love, marriage, and dating. If you have a question you'd like for us to tackle, you can send to us at radio@markgunger.com. I am in Africa, as our group is broadcasting from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the exact center of the galactic universe. Big thunderstorm going on here, so if the internet gets really weird, you'll understand why. Hopefully we don't lose everything altogether.
Lose you in the storm.
Oh, yeah. Right now it's sounding very, very good.
Okay, good. Then we'll jump right into this. This actually is a follow-up from a woman who had emailed previously because her husband was really into pornography, and she prayed and did everything that she could possibly do, but she never drew the line in the sand and said to the guy, it's me or the porn, and that's what you told her to do. So now she's writing back after you told her to do this. She said, I was at work while listening to you answer my question on how to deal with my husband's addiction to pornography. You are right. I have done everything that I know to do as a Christian woman. So I called him up and I let him know that I needed him to make a decision. It was the porn or me. He was quiet. He is not a violent man. He has never verbally abused me. I asked him if what his choice was going to be, that I needed an answer now, and he said me. I said that he will need to make some changes that are going to keep him from enable him to overcome his addiction. First, by erasing all of his text messages, because apparently he was getting a lot of porn via text. I asked him to either shut off his ability to receive the text or stand up as a man in this house and tell his so-called friends that he chooses not to take part in this type of behavior anymore. She says, I pray that he doesn't get the messages and just erase them so that she doesn't see. I pray that God has been working on his heart and drawing him towards truth. It's a step that I pray, and I pray that you will pray for us. Lots of praying going on. And she said, thank you so much for giving her the advice. So hopefully...
Good. So he took it to heart then.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. But she's saying thank you, and she drew the line, and hopefully all will go well. Okay, ready? Here's another crazy one.
Absolutely. It was the right thing for her to do.
Yes. She had to say, it's porn or me. All right. I think this is another little crazy one, so get ready for the crazy train. The subject line was, how to forgive and forget when a spouse lies. She says, how do I forgive my husband when he's lied to me? The background is that we are still in separate states because she had to move for work and he's supposed to be coming this next month because he was following her in the move, apparently. She says, first, he lied and told me that he was divorced when we started dating, and he wasn't. He was already working with an attorney to get the divorce finalized.
When did she find this out?
I'm not sure, but she is wife number four.
Wow.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. So she sees that he's lying already. Why would she go on and marry him?
Well, she said she might not have found out until after they were really into this relationship. She says, second, he has a 22-year-old son.
But she had to know before they got married. She would have had to know before they got married. So there's no question there. So here's a woman who knew that when the guy was first dating her, he was lying to her, and then she marries him anyway.
Yeah, well, then she's trying to figure out how to deal with the lying. And then he lied about his 22-year-old son that he failed to mention, and she just happened to find out about this via Facebook.
How do you not come clean with having three previous wives in the first place?
Well, she knew that he was married.
And kids. How do you not come clean with this stuff?
Well, she talked to him after the fact about it because they were having sex, Ross. You know the answer to this.
Absolutely. Well, then she's partly
to
blame.
Okay, so these lies apparently were before they got married. Now, recently, they've only been married a short time, but recently now she's found out that he lied to her because he's been talking to and sending pictures every day to a woman. He says they're pictures of him at work and the emails, they call each other sweetie and baby. And he emails her every morning while he's at work. They've only been married a year and a half. She wants to know what happens in 10 years or 20 years. What will he do next? I want to forgive him, but I don't know how to let it go. He says that he took it too far and that it won't happen again with this woman, but she's not so sure. She said, we only dated about 9 months before we got married, and she was so sure that he was the perfect one for her in spite of the first issue being that he wasn't divorced. She still thought that he was the perfect one.
Wow.
She says that she has two children, previous children. He has, I think, three children. None of them were from marriages. All three of his children were from other relationships, not the marriages.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
So he's married three other times and then have a dozen children. Yeah.
She says, I don't think that this issue, this girlfriend issue with the emailing and picturing, is significant enough to end the relationship, but I know I have a problem with the forgetting. She said, I can forgive, but I always seem to remember everything again. He said he just took it too far again and promises that it won't happen again.
Again.
And I asked her, are you Christians? And she says, we are definitely Christian. She says, right now they're not regular church attendees. He's had some negative negative church experiences in the past, and they're trying to find
a
church.
Oh, I'm sure he's had terrible negative church experiences. What he's probably had is some Christian that says, you moron, you can't live this way.
Exactly.
God forbid that someone would say that to him.
Well, when he moves where she is living and they get there together, she says the husband's willing to go to church. And like I said, they were sexually active when they were dating, the 9 months they were dating. So she has having a problem forgiving and forgetting him for sending emails and pictures of himself to a girl.
No.
I'm telling you, that's what she's telling you the problem is.
No, dear, your problems are so thick, so deep, and so layered that I can't even begin to help you. Can't even begin. All I could do now at this point is mock you at a level that would be brutal.
Yes.
Mom.
I mean,
we normally make fun of people just at the nicest level. Okay, teasing people and rattling, trying to get away. The only way even to begin to deal with yours would be to mock you at a level that would be cruel and inhumane.
And we don't want to do that.
And I want to go to sleep tonight in peace. So we're just going to let this go. You have got serious problems. You're like off the chart problems. Like, take all the nuttiest stuff that we've heard, and you're like in the top 10.
Yeah.
If not the top 3.
You're the cherry.
If not the top 1. Okay. You marrying a man who's lying to you in the first place. You're already screwing his brains out while you're dating to him, who's been married three other times. You volunteer for number 4. And then on top of that, he has children from other women that he wasn't even married to. And you choose this. You sign up for insanity. And now you think your problem is forgiving him for his other inappropriate behavior. Good Lord. We gotta move on, man.
She wants to know what it'll be like in 10 years, 20 years. Yeah. There ain't going to be no 10 years or 20 years.
Have a conversation with his ex-wives. They'll tell you how that next
he's
going to
leave her.
Oh, obviously,
he's going to make
it 20 minutes.
Exactly.
I mean, there won't be a 10 years.
No, he's going to cheat on her.
He's going to leave her.
Absolutely.
He's a cheater. He is a cheater. You married a piece of crap. Yeah. What part of I've been married 3 times and fathered 3 other children outside those 3 times, plus lying to you while I'm dating you and having sex with you when I barely know you? What part of this does not say to you, piece of crap? Mm-hmm. You signed up for piece of crap.
What are you going to do?
Cup of poo.
Cup of poo.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy your
cup of poo. You signed up for cup of poo. Sit back and enjoy a nice steaming cup of poo. And you, looking at this cup of poo, said, yes, I want this.
Yep.
I want this piece of crap. He is a lying piece of crap. And,
of course, he can't go to church because he's had some bad experiences.
Yeah, I bet. It's accountability.
Only people like this, only narcissistic monsters live such self-centered lives and then turn around and say, you know, the problem's that church. I can't stand that church. If that church didn't just understand the needs of my soul, because I have very deep needs on my soul while I am being a cup of poo. And if they would understand, if they had a special cup of poo ministry, yeah. I would still be serving God today. But it's not my fault that I'm a lying piece of crap. If you guys would just have a proper cup of poo ministry, I would be blessed right now in my soul. So you, dear, sign up for this. Listen to me. Your problem is not your husband. Go look in your mirror. This
Why
is
would
your
you
problem.
Choose a guy like that?
Seriously,
three
sweetheart,
times
there is
married.
Something. Very wrong. There's something fundamentally, deeply flawed in your thinking that I can't even begin to deal with. So, and if you think I'm mocking you now, no, I'm not. I've been holding back. I want to really mock you really, really meanly, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try and stay as nice as I can, and go to commercial break and pick up a new email.
Wow. My gracious.
I need a cleanse.
I told you, crazy train. I told you. I warned you.
Not colon, but mental.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a sad. I feel bad for the lady. I feel bad for her. But there's... Gosh, I'm just stunned.
Yep.
I'm left speechless. I always can talk, and now I can't talk.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this 4-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, dating, and relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, dating, and relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
And you can't fight the tears that ain't coming. All the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Bleed just to know that you're alive. There's people like that. I wonder if this lady, you know, they get into relationships like this, and they hurt themselves, I think, just sometimes to see if they're still hurtable.
Yeah. Maybe.
You know? I mean, I just, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand, you know. And honestly, anybody in a situation like this, I'm not the guy to help you. I know you think, you know, gee, you're the nice guy, and you got the nothing box, and you're this great guy, and you're here to help marriage, but that's... that's dysfunctional, even outside my point of view. And sweetheart, you really need to get some help. You need to get in a church. You need to get it. Your answer isn't a man.
That's exactly
much
right.
Much less this guy. Good grief. Your answer is you need to get right with God in your life. You need to find a good church with a good, healthy environment with a pastor who actually loves his wife and hasn't been divorced 2, 3, 4 times himself. Sadly, you got to put that disclaimer on it. And you need to get some place where they can teach you how to live life. You know, as for your marriage, are there answers for you? Yeah, they're long-term answers, though. They're not quick. I don't have quick answers for you. They're very long-term answers. God has hope for you. It's never hopeless. But at this point, your problem has nothing to do with marriage. It has nothing. Your problem is you. You need to get right with God. You need to get some faith. I don't care if your husband wants to come to church with you or not. You need to get right. Mm-hmm. And you need to start growing in your faith, because this narcissistic man, I've had bad church experiences. I bet he has. He's probably tried to screw women in the church who didn't want to have sex with him.
Sure.
That's a bad church experience for some guys.
It would be. It would be a very bad church experience for some guy. Or a pastor saying, knock it off. That would be a bad experience.
I want to be a part of that laying on a hands ministry.
I tried to screw the organ player, and she, you know, I tried to lay hands on that one woman.
Yeah.
Opened the front singing. I wanted to, her brassiere was a little crooked. I wanted to straighten it out a bit, you know, and to give her a little boob adjustment. And she wouldn't have nothing to do. That was a bad church experience. I mean, your husband, this guy, I don't know what you were thinking. Obviously, you're hurting very badly on the inside. You need some help. And it has nothing to do with your husband. Don't even think marriage help right now. You don't need marriage help. You need Jesus help. You need God help in your life. You need your help. You need to get you right. Then are there answers for you? Yes. They tend to be long-term, but that's okay. Unless you're planning on dying tomorrow, you got nowhere to go. You know, there's all kinds of answers for you, but there is no quick answer for where you're at this point. You need to start with your faith. Get that right.
What's really sad is that women like that think that a guy like that is better than no man at all, and that's a really, really bad place to be. A guy like that is not better than no man at all. So I feel very sorry for her and very sad.
No, I wouldn't think. So.
She needs to...
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not, you know, obviously he's the problem in that he's a lying piece of crap.
Right.
But she bought
he's
into
a man
this.
Whore.
Yeah.
So there's something wrong with her.
Yeah.
He is a man whore. Man, he's got baby mamas all over the place.
Yeah.
3 times married.
Yeah.
Plus sex with at least 3 other women who he fathered children with. Now, unless the guy's batting 100%, if he's batting 100%, then she's the 7th woman. Now, you've got to assume that this is nowhere near 100%.
No.
He's probably bedded more women than he can even keep count of at this point.
Absolutely.
I bet you he could not sit and make an accurate list of the number of women
sure.
he has screwed. And you thought this was the man for you, which just shows a great deal of weakness on your end. You need to get fixed. Forget your husband for right now. You don't need to do it. Just get you right. Well, and then everything else can start to fall on.
There's something goofy in the minds of some of these ladies that I think they see men like that and they think, I'm going to be the one to tame him. I'm going to wrangle him. He's going to give up all of that for me. But sadly, he does not give up all of that.
He's a player.
Yeah. You are not the one who's going to, he's going to calm down. There's something weird in this bad boy thing that women think, but I'm going to be the one. Because it's dysfunctional in the thinking.
He's lying to her before he marries her, saying he wasn't married yet, and yet he was. And she found this out and still married him, wife number four, after at least woman number seven, at a minimum, assuming that we got the number right. I'm telling you.
I know. It's just very dysfunctional.
This is a bad one. This is a very, very bad one. I hope we're not crushing you here. This surely can't be making you feel good. No. But quite frankly, dear, sometimes you need to cry. And you need to repent, and you need to feel bad so you can change.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, don't get depressed bad, like I'm going to go hurt myself. You need to feel bad enough, you're going to say, you know, God, I'm going to start doing life right. I'm going to quit making, and just don't divorce the guy. At this point, it has nothing to do with him.
No.
You need to get God in your life to where it really matters.
Yep.
And get involved in a good church that can help you walk this through, and then there's answers for you. There is no quick answer for your marriage today, I guarantee you. All right,
okay, next email says, my wife and I have been married. This is a husband writing. My wife and I have been married for 19 years. We have 3 kids. However, she seems to think that until she is, in quotation marks, ready, we don't need to have sex. We both are somewhat scarred in some fashion or another.
What? Run that by me.
She needs to be ready. That's what she tells him. She needs to be ready to have sex. They've been married for 19 years, 3 kids.
I thought you were saying they've been married for 19 years and haven't had sex yet.
No.
That's what I was thinking,
needs to
too.
Get ready. And I'm thinking, what? How long does it take?
No. I think he's talking about on an individual basis. Like each time they're going to have needs to be ready or they won't have sex. He says they're both.
I get it. Okay.
They're both somewhat scarred from sexual abuse or porn and you name it, he says. We honestly do not have the money to go and see a counselor, but I do not want to leave either. I don't think it's God's plan for me to do that. However, I don't think it's his plan
but
for.
Wait a minute. Wait. Mm-hmm. What exactly? Does she have to get? What does that mean? I have to get
ready.
That's
what I asked him.
I need a few minutes to get ready.
I asked him, what does she mean by she needs to be ready?
I gotta take my underwear off ready.
Yeah, well, for some people, that's all that it takes. She says that I can turn it off and on like a switch, but she has to build it up. That's pretty normal.
Okay.
Right?
That's normal.
So I asked him, how often is it that you're having sex? And he says, about 3 times a month. And I asked him, has it always been like this for all the 19 years of marriage? He says, yes, I've suggested and asked for more. He says, I'm not saying that I want it every night, but 6 or 7 times a month instead of 3 times a month would be a good improvement, he says.
Listen
to that rain.
It's really coming down.
Sounds like it.
Wow. So cool.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
So he says,
Go
ahead. He says that we both have a lot in capital letters of baggage. He says, I was introduced to porn at a very young age. She was sexually abused and mentally and physically. She was raised by her grandparents and they told her that sex was really nasty and all of that. So, anyhow, they have lots of issues, and I asked if they've been to counseling. He said some, but she takes it so personally, like we've failed in our marriage. So,
yeah,
there's a lot to this.
Look, but it doesn't sound really all that complicated. Look, almost in every single marriage on earth, there's one person who wants more sex than the other one. Okay? And you wrestle this out and you work it through. Sounds to me like three times a month he's gotten kind of on the short end of the stick here.
Yeah.
I think he can negotiate better than that. I think she can understand he needs sex more often than that. You know, the minimum, they ought to be able to double that six times a month, which doesn't seem very high at all. So I would just talk with her and agree with her. Yes. No, I understand you have to be ready and you're not as interested as I am. That's very normal.
Right.
Don't make her feel bad about it, but just say, okay, you know, the truth is, yeah, I could have sex every single day. I'm not asking for that. Can we do better than three times a month?
Well, and like you say, she doesn't have to be ready, feel ready at the onset, that feeling, that
desire
and all of that.
Factor, yeah.
But just start doing it, and then you feel like doing it. Because you might not feel ready.
Yeah, tell her to get that book. What is it? The Sex Starved Marriage?
Yes. The Sex Starved Marriage. That's the book.
Yeah. Michelle Wiener Davis.
No relation, I don't think, to Anthony Wiener. I don't think they're related.
To Anthony Wiener.
I don't think they're related.
Yeah. It's all the... It's the only news I'm hearing over here is about...
Seriously?
I bet. God,
taking pictures of his wiener.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to resign, man. He is just holding
on. Is it on South African? What are they saying?
They're saying just that.
What? They're coming on the news saying there's a man who's taking pictures of his wiener?
Yeah.
Oh, do they call it a wiener?
No, they call it a wiener.
What do they say?
Well, I think something like a dick.
Is that what they say on the news?
That's what they say.
See, now that's hilarious because
you would never say that on the news here.
In the language.
I'm moving.
You would never say that. Yeah. That would be very, very crude. But they're saying that on the news here. Yeah. Would they be mortified by me saying wiener?
Wiener.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, well,
that's funny.
They say dick on the news.
No, they don't say that on the news here.
Yeah, too bad. Yeah.
Oh, my gracious.
Wow. So that's what they've been saying.
Again,
I've missed that.
No, on your...
Hello, knees, top of the hour. Anthony Wieners taking pictures of his dick and sending it to women. Well, I can't imagine that.
Not on your regular news.
Oh, not your regular news. On the late news.
It'll be private parts otherwise.
Private parts.
Oh. Oh, so it changes on the hour of the news.
Oh.
Oh, so the news gets progressively worse the later it gets.
They got some of these alternative news stations where they take the mickey out of things, and they got no problem saying
it. Kind of like the Mark Gunger Show.
Yeah.
I think
that's the first time that word's been uttered on the Mark Gunger Show, though, actually.
Yeah, I've never said that word before.
You've used a lot of other words for it.
It's a different culture over there. same as you go to Australia, the same thing. They say things in Australia we would never say. You know, Christians, that, you know, we would be mortified by, but they don't have any problem with
it. That's their
normal
vernacular.
Words just mean different things in different cultures.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, pretty funny stuff. Like anyway.
You use the word crap.
Yeah.
We would never use that yet.
Oh, is that bad here?
Yeah.
Oh, so I shouldn't say beat the crap out of guys.
And we say crap all the time.
You know, when you present it, it's fine.
Because I'm an American.
Yeah.
And also, I think the nature of the way you present it.
Yeah.
Or because I talk about taking guys and beating the crap out of them in the seminar. Yeah, that's a nasty word here.
That's a nasty word.
Oh, I'll have to watch that.
Is it worse?
So what would be appropriate?
Yeah.
You use the term poo.
Poo.
To us, crap and poo is the same thing.
Poo's as bad as crap?
Yeah.
Oh,
No, not poo. I can't use the words. I want to stay on the radio.
Is the SH word
I forgot,
better?
You see.
Is the SH
the
word
SH
better?
Word?
Yeah.
That's
more
better than here? Crap.
No.
Okay.
Crap and SH
are
the same thing.
Well, yeah. Essentially, they're the same, but I mean, it's not.
Crap
so
is
what's
usable
the,
here.
What's the proper way of referring to the word?
Poo.
Poo.
Yeah. That's a good word. That's the, when you
poo
use
is a good.
Poo is a good
crap
word.
Crap is a bad word.
Okay.
Everybody understands it. Exactly.
Crap is on the edge.
Yeah, on the edge.
Okay.
That's
so I'm getting an education here. How not to offend all the Africans.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got their different thing. Anyway, all that to dance around the fact that we were talking about this lady who wrote this book. It's called The Sex Starved Marriage. Really a good book. There's one chapter in there toward the end where she says, well, it's okay to look at porn. You know, seriously, Michelle, I can't believe she put that in there. If you just rip that little paragraph out, it's a great book. Because she talks about the reasons behind this difference between sex drives and how to address it. So my advice, get the book, go online, check it out, Go to, what is it, Amazon.com or something. The Sex-Starved Marriage by Michelle Wiener, no relation to Anthony Davis. There you go. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back with our final email segment right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
My sport is football, but my passion is education. My name is Nnamdi Asamoah, and this is how I live United. I see too many kids miss out on moving up. Kids who could go on to college, but just need that extra little push. So every year, I take promising high school students on a college tour. We check out the dorms, the library, meet some professors, find out where the best late night grub stops are. It shows them that there's a whole world beyond their own. But what's even better is that most of these kids decide college is for them. I'm Nnamdi Asamoah. I show kids that a higher education means a brighter future. So when it comes to living United, I don't just wear the shirt, I live it. Join me.
It takes all of us working together to make a difference. Find out how you can live United for Education. Give, advocate, volunteer. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete three Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
And I remember meeting you, discovering love could be true. If shared by two, instead of one. When you say you love me, little darling, and we could not be parted.
It's all about loving you and showing people how to love each other in this crazy, crazy thing we call marriage. You can send us any questions you have concerning marriage, dating, all that sort of thing, to radio@markgunger.com, and we will do our best to try and respond to it.
Okay, are you ready for a military marriage question? About military marriage.
Military marriage. Okay, I am now.
Okay. It says, it is said in marriage that you need to be sexually satisfied. Statistics say those with unsatisfied sexually in marriage don't last. How is this so then in a military marriage? I mean, how does a couple in a military marriage stay married? I hope that that makes sense. And I asked him, are you specifically speaking of the lack of sex during separation due to deployment? And he said, yes. He said, we are military couples, so we're interested on Mark's view of military marriage and how it works. How do you work through the hard times?
Well, it helps to hum the song. Of course, unless you're not in the Marines, because that is a Marine song. I don't know what the question is.
How do you make a military marriage work during the separation and lack of sex and all of that?
I thought...
Well, that's just normal. You're separated.
Yeah.
Yeah, how to handle that, how to deal with that.
Again. Well, you know, you just suck it up. Come on, you're soldiers. You know how to suck things up. Just suck it up. What are you going to do? I mean, it's like if someone sends you away for a year somewhere, what are you going to do? The Army sends you all away for a year. There's not a whole lot you can do. You just, you know, no one's ever died from lack of sex. That's not the problem that you're talking about statistically. What you're talking about, it's very damaging to be in a marriage that is sexless,
mm-hmm.
and there's no communication and there's no intimacy. When you're both living there, sleeping in the same bed, that is destructive. That is not the same as being in a military
right.
situation where you're in Afghanistan and she's in Ohio. That is not, there's no damage there like that. Okay, as long as when you're together, you do it together and you have an active, normal, healthy sex life. So it's fine. You will not die. It's hard. We get that it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless you for your service to our country. And I thank you. And I know there are millions of Americans who would joyfully thank you at this moment if they could for your service. Thanks for what you do, man. We understand that it's hard. That's part of the sacrifice of what you're doing. That's the small part of the sacrifice, quite frankly. The biggest part is possibly even mm-hmm. laying down your life. Again, we are eternally grateful for the sacrifices of all our military families. We're getting very close, by the way, of establishing our military family fund. And I hope all you all out there listening will be among the first, once we get this launched, to go online and pull out your credit card number, check card number, whatever, and donate to this fund that we're setting up so that we can provide books and DVDs and helps and materials to struggling military families. Well, not just any military family, not to be struggling. If they're active military service, we'd like to be able to provide help for them, also allowing them to come to our conferences for free. So we've almost got it going. So all of our loyal listeners, and there's a whole bunch of you out there, as soon as we get this up, start dusting off your card, man. Start warming it up, baby, because we want you to go online when this gets up and donate. And some of you out there have a lot of money. Not a lot of you, but there's always a few people who have a lot of money. And God has blessed you. And I'm hoping that you will be among the first to write that check for $10,000, mm-hmm. $20,000. Some of you could write a check for $100,000 and it would be nothing to you. And I'm certainly hoping that we'll be able to tap, as well as lots of you could give $5, $20, $30 that can give into this fund so that we can start blessing military families. So again, we love and appreciate you. But when you hear that statistic, that sexless marriages and lack of intimacy are damaging to a marriage, it's talking about when people are in the same room and living that way, not when they're separated due to military deployments.
Okay, the next email is a dating email. She starts out by saying, thank you for this awesome show. You guys are truly kindred spirits. As an avid student at the Gongorian Institute of Marital Bliss, I have been listening to this show for about 3 years.
Ooh, man.
Yep, 3 years, and have learned so much. As a single young woman, I've really learned so much, even though I used to blush a lot at the beginning. I love all the plethora of movie quotes. And yes,
we've corrupted her.
Yes, I know what a plethora is, she says. On the show the other day, Mark was asking for dating dilemmas, so here goes. Here's her dating dilemma. You're always talking about how God's not going to bring one spouse, that we need to be more proactive. So I thought I would give it a try. I'm a 26-year-old Christian girl and have never, ever dated. I'm not very good at flirting and the other girly wiles, she calls them. I've had a really hard time trying to find a good Christian guy in my social circles, but the only guys interested in me have asked me out are really creepy, she says. So I decided, she decided to give eHarmony
a
try.
What's wrong with that? Who wants to go dating with a creepy
no.
guy?
No, yeah, tell the creepy guys no. That's perfectly fine. Okay, so she tried the eHarmony route, and after being matched with a bunch of weirdos, she said, I actually found a pretty decent guy in my city. We corresponded for a month, and when we finally talked on the phone, it was for 3 hours. We have a lot in common and a few things not in common, but no deal breakers. So they decided to meet later that week, and they went to a church-related event, and she thought they had a pretty good time. But he never called her. She says, I texted him, and he texted back. Then he would text me, and I would text back, but it was rather intermittent, and he excused himself because he said his grandparent was in the hospital or something, and there were reasons for it. So I brought up, she says, I was brought up with the thinking that young
my granny.
Yeah.
My granny's sick.
That's what she said.
My granny's in Florida having wild sex.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, there's more. She says, I was brought up thinking that young ladies shouldn't chase after guys and that it should be the guy who pursues the girl. So after a week of waiting for him to call, she did give in and she decided to call him and left him a voicemail. He still didn't call. So then she decided to unfriend him.
Why is she calling him?
Well, she called him, but she unfriended him on Facebook at that point. I guess she figured she was moving on. But a couple of days later, after she unfriended him, she got a text from him and he was all offended, asking if they were still friends because of the Facebook thing. So she re-friended him and he's occasionally commented on her Facebook, but doesn't call or text. She says, I know that I'm flirt challenged and I don't know if maybe I just didn't encourage the guy enough.
Flirt challenge.
Yeah, that's what she said. I just don't want to seem desperate and needy because that would probably scare him off. She says that she doesn't know what to do. A, should I call him and ask him what's going on or what? Or
No. Obviously, he's not that interested in you, dear. Just move on.
She said she keeps hearing Mark's voice in her head saying, dump his butt, dump his butt.
Dump his butt. Just look at him. If he calls you again, just say this.
We're through. And there's only one thing left for you to do. Come on, you girls, get up, dance. Yes, come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes.
And kiss this a goodbye. And kiss this goodbye. See ya. Just dump his butt, man. He's not into you.
Call her and doesn't have anything to do with
call
her, and
him.
Then gets mad that she unfriends
Who
him.
Who cares?
What
dump
the heck?
His butt. Unfriend him again.
He's a loser.
They need something stronger than unfriend on Facebook.
What? Like what?
Like dump your butt.
Like they need to dump your butt. They need a dump your butt button.
Yeah. I need to call Facebook. There needs to be a kiss
Everybody
this
wants
button.
A dislike
yes.
button. We need
yes.
a dump you button.
We need to create our own Mark Gunger Facebook system where for dating, where you've got friend, unfriend, and kiss this.
Yeah, that's right.
And then when they push that, they hear that song playing. And
that
it'll
would
be
awesome. Very good. That would yes. be very, very good.
Move on, dear.
Oh
just move
gosh.
On. Goodness gracious. Forget that guy.
Yeah. Well, she never dated before. She's 26. Apparently, she doesn't really know how to navigate the waters of dating. But she did send the picture.
Well,
she was a cute girl.
We're here to help you. We're here to help you. When a guy does that to you, dump his butt.
Chase him. Chasing these
Don't
guys.
Chase him. Ugh. Just forget it, man. Tell him to just... You know, if he wants to meet you, I'm sorry, I gotta wash my goldfish at night. I'm a busy man, a busy woman. I gotta
just too busy for you.
I gotta feed the ants in my backyard. I got something very very pressing. Anyway. I gotta dry my. I would come out that, but I have to dry my hair that night, and so it's not gonna work out. Just move on.
Yeah.
26. I'm sure you're young and you're gorgeous, but you do need to get out there. Remember, marriage is about finding and being found. You need to get a situation where you can be appropriately found by the right young man who is interested in finding someone. All right, you guys, have a great one. See you next time.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.